Hi, welcome back to the Undercurrent.
Way to go.
Wow. All
right.
Are you fucking up?
Disclaimer.
7 seconds.
I'm a little low energy. I'm a tad bit tired.
He's an old man.
Do you need some coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
Wow.
Unless I have to.
You're a bad college student.
Anywho.
All right. Anyway. Welcome back to the Undercover Nerds podcast. My name is Robert.
I'm Belle.
I'm Tammy.
And we just watched Hufflepuff the movie. That's what we're talking about this week.
Fantastic Beasts.
That's what I said. Hufflepuff the movie.
Oh my god.
Is that not what it's called?
For people who...
I'm pretty sure I got the name right.
He only says that because he is a Hufflepuff.
The best house.
This is his
throwing
movie.
Throwing that out there. It is my movie. I enjoyed it very much. I hadn't seen it before, is why we decided to watch it.
So you're a virgin. You're Fantastic Beasts virgin.
I am. And actually, it's been a while since I watched the other Harry Potter movies. I need to rewatch them.
They good. We should do that.
We should do that.
We should do that soon.
They were showing them at the theater downtown that I won't name. I think it was during the quarter, which is why we like couldn't go. But they were showing all the movies, not on the same day, but like over the course of like 2 weeks, they were showing all the movies.
Yeah.
But we're gonna try and be more professional.
For a fourth episode, we're gonna try to be more professional.
Right.
We have stuff that we are planning to talk about, and we're gonna try to stay on topic.
Mm-hmm. Try
for now. Let's all just say our houses. Actually, well, you already know Robert's
Hufflepuff
and Pugwidgeygoo.
Pugwidgeygoo. I'm a Hufflepuff through and through.
So. Belle is...
I am apparently a Ravenclaw through and through, because I just retook the quiz, and I'm... Well, I've known I've been a Ravenclaw for a while, and I just took the American one, and I'm a Horned Serpent, which is apparently the American equivalent of Ravenclaw, so Robert and I are purebreds in our houses.
Before I state mine, I just want you guys to know that Belle used to think she was a Slytherin.
You know what? Okay.
And for the longest time, she thought she was a Slytherin.
No, okay, so I was... that's because I don't trust the Pottermore quizzes. I really don't, because I took the Pottermore quizzes over and over and over again, and I came out as a Slytherin every single time. And then I met my boyfriend, who is the epitome of both... Tammy's husband and my boyfriend are both the epitome of Slytherin. And my boyfriend was like, "You're not Slytherin, Belle." And I was like, "Yes, I am. I've taken the quiz countless times. I'm a Slytherin every time." And he's like, "Take a quiz that isn't Pottermore." And I took, like, two or three other quizzes that weren't Pottermore, and I came out as a Ravenclaw every time. And I was like, he was like, "You're a Ravenclaw, aren't you?" And I was like, "You know, that's a pretty hard, I'm slowly coming out of denial, going into the Ravenclaw bit."
Welcome to the house, because I am a Ravenclaw, but for some reason, in Ilvermore or whatever, I am... a Thunderbird, which is the equivalent to Gryffindor. So it's either because I just have a lot of
anger,
interest.
Uh-huh. You're the muscle.
Because I have a lot of interest or anger. Or, you know, Pottermore's just fucking with me. I know that I've taken other quizzes for Hogwarts.
I feel like you were about to say Pottermore is bullshit, but that would have proved Belle's point.
Yeah.
Pottermore is bullshit.
No, every single person, like, that I've given, like, the quiz that I took, every person that I give it to, like, it's lots of times it's a different house than what they get on Pottermore, because Pottermore is like, "What box would you pick?" Whereas, like, somebody came up with a quiz that was, like, basically that Myers-Briggs kind of quiz.
It's kind of like saying, like... It's kind of like saying the fucking sorting hat looks through your head and is like, "Oh, what's the top five things you're looking at right now? Oh, okay, well, you're in that house then." I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really dumb. It's like, it's this stupid, I don't know, it's a dumb system. Anyway, we're not here to talk about houses.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say
what
our houses are.
We should have an episode there where we do talk about our
houses. We are here to talk about
Hufflepuff the movie.
Hufflepuff.
Fantastic Beasts. And the Harry Potter world in general, we're not going to be sitting through and doing any type of playthrough today. We'll actually be
talking
the entire time and not making dumb noises.
On a side note, you guys can't see, but I totally wore a Hufflepuff shirt today because I knew we were going to be talking about this.
Where they are, what?
Okay. Where we is kind.
They are just
loyal.
Those patient Hufflepuffs are true and unafraid of toil.
Yeah.
You have a fucking badger.
Yes, we have a honey badger, and honey badgers don't give a fuck.
Badgers are fucking violent.
violently caring, too.
Yes, we're violently loyal.
All right.
Violently loyal.
So, first point, if you haven't seen the movie, please stop listening to this now, because there will be spoilers.
I'll put a spoiler warning on the description.
And go watch the fucking movie.
Yeah. Tammy ain't taking this shit today.
So, since Rob's never seen it before, what did you think of the movie? And don't just say, I like it because I will strangle you.
I liked it because I will strangle you. no, it was initially up until like a certain point, I was like, my first thought was, this is a lot more fun than the other Harry Potter movies, which kind of sounds weird. And granted, I haven't watched them in a while, but it was like a lot more bright and colorful. You got to see a lot more of the world outside of Hogwarts, and it didn't seem nearly as serious.
Mm.
And I know there was a reason Harry Potter was serious, because, you know,
I mean, his whole backstory is
yeah, like the, it was
Voldemort,
it,
just like
it was
really
sad. All right, well, there's an advertisement interrupting the Harry Potter
ambiance. Bro, you should have just put on Spotify.
Well, I didn't have that foresight.
All right. Off track.
it was Harry Potter series because it needs to be. That fits the story. But I, if you couldn't tell, am a very fun and optimistic person. And I sometimes like my movies about magic to be fun and entertaining. And I thought Newt was delightfully awkward and really enjoyed his character. I can't remember the names of the characters. It's because I just watched it, and I'm bad with names. But his friend, the chef dude, the pastry maker.
Jacob.
I really liked him, too. He was very funny.
I have IMDb pulled up.
I didn't have a problem with most of the characters. You will find that Belle and Tammy, with one in particular, did. But
We had to let the podcast audience know that. Thanks.
Sorry, go on, Rob.
Overall, I thought it was a very fun, entertaining movie.
Good. I hate Tina.
I do too.
Let's just put that out there.
We are very anti-Tina.
Right now.
I thought she was okay. I didn't have a problem with her.
I don't know.
It's not the fact, okay, like, I know she was just trying to do her job, quote unquote, but
she
it technically wasn't her job, if you think about
it.
Yeah, she was fired from her job.
Yeah.
Which, for the wrong reasons, I mean, yeah, she was trying to protect, what's his face? Credence. But still, she was still fired from her job, and she was just so haphazardly throwing herself into these situations where, like, she had no business being in.
Yeah.
And then the fact that she brought him in when she had no authority to, because she was just a desk worker, doesn't mean that she was doing her job. She was just being fucking nosy.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, she didn't turn her head until she was caught up in the bullshit with him. She didn't turn her head until she was about to be executed. Because she realized, oh shit, I fucked up. But it took her being arrested to turn around. I don't like her character.
Yeah, she seemed like, she was just like a pushover character to me. She was a doormat. I don't know. And not to mention, like, having Newt, like, because he is like that sweet, awkward, bumbling, but passionate character, but he is, like, kind of quiet. It did make the movie a little unbalanced having two characters that were kind of passive. I mean, he was, like, he wasn't completely passive, but he was a quiet character. And having two characters that were like that just kind of, I don't know, I was looking for a Gryffindor somewhere in the story. And to me, it didn't really feel like we had that balance very much.
Yeah. I think Queenie was much more interesting.
Yeah. No, see, I would have liked more of her. She was cute. She was very cute.
Although, yeah, her and David's romance was adorable. And I did cry a little when he stepped into the rain.
Yeah, when I first saw that, I kind of, my heart broke a little bit. And because I saw that in theaters, so I was like, I wanted them to love each other so bad.
We were watching it, and I was like, if I look over, I bet any amount of money Tam is going to be crying.
Look, bitch, I'm a crybaby. I have a hat that says it. I have a backpack that says it. I am a big crybaby. I mean, I might talk tough, but I cry like at the drop of a pen.
She does. I showed her a little princess the other day. I knew what points in the movie she was going to cry. Because I know that movie by heart.
If anyone tells me, like, hey, you're going to cry watching this movie, I'm like, well, fuck, I don't want to watch it now. They'll be like, well, what the fuck? Because I am going to cry.
Oh, wait, come on. I did tell you it was going to be a good cry. It was going to be like, it was a good cry. It was a bittersweet cry.
But anyway, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Today, I am the manager.
Today, I am the leader.
I'm just here to flex my house pride.
Same.
So I know it's your first time watching it, and it's hard to see the flaws when you watch it for the first time. But what did you not like about the movie? Like, what do you think they could have done better?
I gotta think on that a little bit. I mean, like you said, I'm very much the kind of person that I have to watch a movie 2-3 times to really critically analyze it.
Yeah.
I'm not very difficult to please when it comes to entertainment unless something is particularly bad.
You're just like Professor Big Sword. Long Sword?
It's Big Sword. Long Sword sounds way too suggestive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I just want to be entertained, you know?
Big Sword is to, any better, you know?
To quote Professor Big Sword, you know, you reach the age of 35, and you're like, you know what? I just want to be entertained.
This is why I told you Professor Goku was better.
Okay, fine. Anyway. Do you want to go with Goku, Professor Goku? Cause...
I mean, we've already established it. We're 4 episodes in.
Yeah, it's Big Sword at this point. Whatever. He's probably not going to appreciate it if he ever hears this podcast, but...
No, I'm going to ask him to be on it.
We should! Okay, a discussion for another time.
So you still need to watch it another time before you make an assessment.
Yeah, I guess if there is one thing that... I don't even know if this is a critique, but it felt like one of those movies where it expected you to know the lore of that universe to really understand what's going on. Yeah, and it doesn't make it any less enjoyable as a standalone film, especially since I had seen the other Harry Potter films. Granted, it's been a while, but if I were someone who hadn't watched those going in to see Fantastic Beasts, because I was like, oh, it looks interesting. I haven't had a chance to watch these other movies because there's 8 of them.
Yeah.
And that's a big commitment to some people to like sit down and watch 8 movies in a row. If I were going in to watch this, I would definitely feel out of the loop on some things.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in a frustrating way, but, you know, it's not always the best feeling to be watching a movie and like not quite understand the joke.
Yeah.
Especially when it is separate from the other ones.
I think this movie was very much made for Harry Potter fans.
Yeah. It was a little self-indulgent.
But I think even without watching Harry Potter, you can still kind of understand what's going on. It's magic. I mean, there's not much more to explain.
I mean, it's the little things, like the lore bits.
Yeah. And it is something where, like, if you don't know you're into, if you really want to be into Harry Potter or, like, check out Harry Potter, which I mean, like, who hasn't seen some form of Harry Potter at this point, especially people in our generation. But, like, if it's something that you've never really seen, Fantastic Beasts is definitely, like, a good gateway drug as far as, like,
although,
getting into the series.
Yeah, like, you won't know, though, why Grindelwald is such a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Until you watch the second one, I guess. But, I mean, like, the first one, they're like, Grindelwald this, Grindelwald that. Like, he's so bad. And it's like, why? You know?
Yeah.
And if you watch the Harry Potter series, you realize, or you read the books, you realize it's because he was one of the owners of the Elder Wand. And he fought Dumbledore, and that's how Dumbledore came in possession of it.
On a side note, not to get off topic, but when we a while back, my high school went to Universal Studios, and you know the wand shops that they have at the.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, have you ever? Was it you who's never been to Universal?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they have they have like a wand shop, and I guess you go in, and like they have this whole ceremony, and like if you're in a certain spot, like they'll pick you, and like they'll give you a wand, and like. After the whole song and dance, you can walk in and pick your wand. And I'm with my friend, and she's like, yeah, Robert, because, all right, I took the quiz, and I'm supposed to have the Sycamore wand, and that's the one wand they don't make, and I'm still salty about it, but that's beside the point. I walk in, and my friend's like, you should get an Elder Wand, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that. She's like, why? I know what I'm about. I'm a Hufflepuff. I have no business with an Elder Wand. I'm going to get a vine, because I have to go by the birthday or whatever. I know what I'm about. I don't need an Elder Wand, but that's besides the point. You sounded like you were going to switch to a new topic before I interrupted.
What? No. no, I was still talking about Grindelwald. I think that I'm excited for the second movie.
Me
actually.
Too.
It
I'm
looks
super
really
excited.
Good, especially since Jude Law is
Albus
Dumbledore.
As much as I have mixed feelings about Dumbledore as a character, I can't help but be excited about the fact that we're going to see young Dumbledore.
Dumbledore is a mad motherfucker, and everything that he does, everything he did had a reason. And I'm glad. I mean, I liked him as a character. I know everything that there were some things that he did that were kind of underhanded, but I was just kind of like, well,
yeah,
you can't expect him to be a perfect character.
Yeah.
He wasn't. He actually, it took making people dislike him to realize, like, oh, like, okay, maybe he wasn't so... So for him to be able to do the things that he did, you had to dislike him. You had to make the audience dislike him a little bit.
Yeah. No, it's things like that I understand, but, like, the one thing that I can't get past, and it's pretty common for a lot of people to, like, have a hard time looking it over, is the fact that he left baby Harry with the Dursleys. Like, that one, I was like, I don't understand that point.
He had no other family.
He could have, like, I don't know, to me it's like,
they were
clearly abusive, though.
You had to leave them with family, and it's the only way that he would have been protected from Voldemort.
I guess that's true. I don't know, like, that point in the story, once again, it's like, it's one that a lot of people have a problem with, so I'm not alone in that one for sure. Like, a lot of people have qualms at that point in the story, but that's definitely, like, one thing where I'm like, I don't know. But that's, like, who knows? Maybe I'm just, like, thinking a little too hard about, like, the logic within a fictional story. I don't know.
Not to take the black parenting approach, but it builds character.
Oh my god.
It does. I mean... Right.
And boy, was Harry a character.
That's true.
Listen, yeah. Honestly, they didn't, the movies kind of played him off more as a hero character, but, like, in the books, he was a pretty normal kid, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll take your word for that. I haven't read the books.
Yeah.
I've read snippets.
I think it was the fourth or fifth one, he was supposed to become, I think Ron wanted to be a prefect? Yeah, Ron wanted to be a prefect, but I think it got, like, or maybe Ron became a prefect, or, like, Hermione, I don't remember. One of his friends became a prefect, and Harry was salty as fuck. He was like, why am I not a prefect? Like, I do this and that, and... I'm telling you, bro, just put on Spotify.
You can't make me.
Okay, we have 10 minutes left.
I'm a strong, independent black woman.
Yes.
Who don't need no Spotify.
Kick your
All right. We have 10 minutes left. Let's keep the peace. We're doing good, guys. This is far more organized than the last three.
Organized?
I don't fucking need this.
And this is when we
from my own house. I don't need it for... You're a Ravenclaw. You should support me.
Anyway.
No, we're the
I just came out for a second. Anyway.
Well, you really like to point out my faults whenever we're on air.
I love you.
Uh-huh. Sure you do.
Anywho. I forgot what you're talking about. Oh, yes. That's
what the notebook is for.
Harry's actually, do you see anything
written down? You were solely in charge of that.
It's not Undercover Nerds Without a Ramble. It's, at this point, it's kind of trademarked. So.
Harry's a bratty kid. That's all I was trying to point out. He's actually a bratty kid. Which, I mean, he's a teenager.
He's such a smartass. Oh my god. They don't portray it super well in the movies. And once again, I haven't read the books thoroughly, but I have seen people like taking paragraphs and phrases from the books. Like, Harry was a sassy motherfucker. Like, he was such a smartass.
Speaking of, not to go off topic again, even though I love going off topic.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Did you guys ever watch, like, the old Potter Puppet Pals videos?
Yes.
Where Harry was just, like, an unbelievable douche and it was amazing.
What?
You never watched Potter Puppet Pals?
No.
Oh, my God. They're so great. We're going to watch those. Like, I'm going to show you the mysterious ticking noise after the podcast. No, it's great. It's amazing.
It's great.
It's so funny.
Okay.
They make Harry, like, the sassiest, douchiest kid in those videos.
It's great. And he's, like, so full of himself. He's like, it's all about me.
Oh, my God.
Look at me. I'm Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He's just, like, dick to Ron the whole time.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you don't get to be a pool. That's me, Harry Potter. I'm the main character. Not you. Me.
So we were trying to fucking... dedicate this episode to Fantastic Beasts, but of course it diverged to Harry Potter.
Of course, because like so much of the Fantastic Beasts plot is like related to Harry Potter, so and it's such a small plot like by itself, it's kind of hard to not like go into the whole Harry Potter thing. Like it's the whole story of Fantastic Beasts is kind of just starting, like. This movie alone is kind of just, like, the beginning.
Do we know how many they're planning to do?
I don't know, but I feel like the Harry Potter universe is just never gonna die.
Let's just hope not. Okay, I think it's, the Harry Potter universe is great because it's so, like, she's gone into depth with a lot of things, and, like, she's built this world where you can do fucking anything
It's
with.
So bad.
Problem that I have with J.K. Rowling is that she is not a solid author. She'll literally go on Twitter and just be like, oh yeah, if you're a good author, you won't have to answer these fucking questions outside of your books. If Albus Dumbledore was gay, you should have done better to somehow just even
actually
just
represent them.
Hint at it. You can just hint at it in the books.
Going back to the Fantastic Beasts movie, I definitely what Tammy was saying, like there's a lot to explore. One of the reasons I did enjoy this so much is because you get to see outside of Hogwarts because that's so much of the other Harry Potter movies, and there is like this huge expansive world that she's created, and we don't ever really get to see much of it. Even seeing like. These different kinds of creatures that were never introduced was really cool.
Nibbler's my favorite.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to explore. There's enough content to provide for more movies, provided they are, you know, faithful to the material and the world that's been established. I don't think it's really a problem. I mean, fucking Star Wars has been going on forever. It's gonna keep going on forever. And there's a lot to explore within the universe that they still haven't.
Yeah, this is basically like another Star Wars franchise. Like, it's so huge. The world is so huge. the amount of characters that you can have, the amount of stories you can have is so fucking endless.
This is
gonna go on for decades. Like, especially with the amount, like, the generations that it has, like, around its little finger, you know?
I was talking to Cam about it, jokingly saying, because I think I wanted a Hufflepuff robe. So, like, one day my kids are like, what is this? And I was like, oh, it's my house color or something Harry Potter. And Cam's like, what? Your kids are going to know what Harry Potter is. They're going to be like, Dad, you mean that old magic thing? You're, like, hologramming a concert on Mars, you idiot.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Harry Potter is going to be alive for a long time.
I think Harry, yeah. I mean, like,
it's one of those things that's timeless.
Fucking, yeah. Star Wars has been alive since the fucking 70s.
Yeah,
like,
this is going to last.
Harry Potter, like...
I mean, Simpsons is still relevant.
Yeah.
Well, it's the kind of thing where it's like, okay.
They built a world.
Yeah,
it's... When you put so much effort into building a world... And then you can literally do anything with it. And it doesn't even have to be the same original cast.
Not to mention there's, I guess, technically two theme parks.
Yeah. So. No, it's like, yeah, it's like when a franchise like that keeps going after the original series ended, you know it's going to stay. Yeah. You know, it's like after the last Harry Potter movie came out, everyone was like, oh, it's over, it's done, that's all there's ever going to be, and it's like, no.
You don't
know, like, how big this is. Like,
the fandom is still going.
It's strong. It's, I mean, they're not as annoying as they used to be, but, yeah, like, they've calmed down considerably, but it's still going very strong.
Quidditch team in high school.
God, yeah. I
remember. Our college had a Quidditch team. It just disbanded before we got here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I won't lie, I thought about joining. I didn't. But I thought about it.
What dissuaded you? I don't know, running around with a broomstick between your
legs? No, the fact that it didn't exist. And also, that would give me less time for Frisbee.
I saw them practicing. I was like, you guys look so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
I mean, I like the idea of, like, Quidditch rules, but, like, running around with a broomstick.
I would have joined solely for the rope, I'm going to be honest. I would have joined, got the team gear, and then be like, all right, peace.
I don't think they played in their robes, though.
That's besides the point.
They should have, because then otherwise...
The point is,
they definitely did not
play in
their robes.
The point is, Tammy's sports teams get cool gear that I want.
Okay. We have a few minutes left, so... overall consensus of the movie, it's good. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm afraid to say that because Tammy said she would hit me.
Only because I have to keep my promises.
Haha.
What was that?
You can't just say it's good. It's like, what have we been talking, Christy?
I said, that's an overall fucking consensus, Tammy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, that's the overall consensus. It's that, but like,
I'm gonna buy boxing gloves for you too.
we'll save that for the future YouTube
channel. Overall, it's a decent continuation of the Harry Potter franchise or series or whatever you want to call it. What I want to see in the future, and I know that this is still technically pertaining to the Harry Potter timeline, but I would love to see stuff outside of the Harry Potter. Like, I want to see things in the same world, the wizarding world that J.K. Rowling created for us. But I want to see stories outside of that. This next podcast, this is not happening.
Right, yeah, we're not using YouTube for the next podcast on this.
Well, now they're never going to sponsor us. I hope you're happy. I mean, they...
You have YouTube Red, so then we're going to anyway.
I think it's called YouTube Premium now.
I like YouTube Red better.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
I'll make food.
All right, we have a minute left. So.
But, I mean, they showed in the scene where, like, she busted in on the council, they showed that there are wizards from other parts of the world.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. It'd definitely be...
Yes. Oh, God.
I knew you were going to say that.
Lord, bitch, I'm Asian.
Are you fucking kidding me? I would want to see that shit. I would be so fucking down for that. Holy fuck.
I want there to be a Jamaican movie, and they call it Fantastic Beats. You
scared Wade.
I think that'd be a pretty cool movie.
That would be.
Just like wizards making music.
Oh, it's gotta have a musical number.
That has nothing to do with the fact that I'm half Jamaican, but you know, it'd still be a great movie. Or a Scottish one called Fantastic Feats.
I wanna see an Irish one, motherfucker.
So, we've reached our time limit.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully, I'm sorry that we weren't as funny this time, I guess.
Speak for yourself.
But, thanks for listening, and please subscribe to our podcast.
Let us know what other topics you want us to talk about.
Yes. But...
Hell doesn't have a piece to say.
We need to.
No, y'all take it. Y'all just take it. Like,
we need to establish an outro. Like a solid outro.
All right. Goodbye.
Good night.
Or morning, depending on when you're listening. Bye.
Bye, bitches.